a renewed national drive towards sustainable food production and healthier communities took center stage as stakeholders from across St. Lucia united to chart the next phase of the island's food system transformation pathway. The high-level dialogue held on October 23, 2025, at the Bay Gardens Resort Rodney Bay, served as a powerful platform to accelerate St. Lucia's transition towards a more resilient, inclusive, and nutrition food secure system. Hosted by the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security and Rural Development, in collaboration with the United Nations Resident Coordinator's Office for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, the dialogue brought together national stakeholders, farmers, feature folks, policymakers, youth, women's organizations, civil society, and international development partners to validate and advance St. Lucia's National Food System Transformation Pathway. This initiative aligns with the United Nations Food Systems Summit framework, which seeks to promote global food systems in support of sustainable development goals by 2030. Head of the United Nations Resident Coordinator's Office for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Kenroy Roach, highlighted the importance of collective regional action and partnerships in transforming food systems for the benefit of all.
So what we're trying to do here is promote food systems. And what that basically means is building an ecosystem of actors and actions to ensure that there is food and nutrition security in the region.
The dialogue emphasized multi-sectoral collaboration in addressing key challenges such as climate change, equitable livelihoods, and the growing threat of non-communicable diseases. By promoting innovation, youth participation, and sustainable farming practices, the discussion reaffirms St. Lucia's commitment by building resilient and inclusive food systems. Deputy Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security and Rural Development, Dr. Randall Esnard, explained that the dialogue serves as a foundation for policies and programs designed to improve livelihoods, reduce poverty, and ensure equitable access to nutritious food.
The whole purpose of this is to really guide the ministry to develop policies and programs that are geared towards achieving the SDGs, you know, zero hunger, building resilience in the agricultural sector, reducing poverty. So really and truly, this document is kind of like the cornerstone of the national efforts.
The dialogue's breakout sessions focused on four thematic areas: food and nutrition security, equitable livelihoods, climate smart production, and resilience to vulnerabilities and shocks. These discussions generated practical recommendations to enhance agricultural productivity, improve policy alignment, and strengthen inter-agency coordination across sectors such as health, education, and commerce. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security and Rural Development, Bradley Saint-Ange, emphasized that the success of the transformative pathway lies in St. Lucia's ability to adapt to its national priorities and ensure strong local ownership.
The success of this pathway depends on national ownership. It must not remain a report on a shelf or a concept driven by external partners. It is our ministry's mandate and our collective responsibility to bring it to life through our policies, our programs, and our partnerships.
The National Dialogue on Food Systems Transformation marks a critical step towards uniting national and regional stakeholders to address St. Lucia's food security challenges through a sustainable, inclusive, and resilient approach. From the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security, and Rural Development, Chevroy Marius.